So it turns out modern women are reading some incredibly disgusting material, and it's getting more and more depraved by the day. We've got a video for you here today from Shoe on Head titled Female Gooners Must Be Stopped, which just kind of shows that modern women are deeply disturbed when it comes to bedroom fun. Special thanks to Locke the Bounty Hunter for suggesting today's video. The links to both channels are down below, and let's jump right into it.
Oh, I didn't see you there. What am I reading, you ask? Well, just one of the best-selling books on Amazon right now. With millions of sales and almost 20,000 five-star reviews, this book has been absolutely blowing up, especially on TikTok, or BookTok, as the kids call it. Thousands and thousands of women in particular have been raving about this piece of literature. What piece of literature is it, you may ask? Well, Morning Glory Milking Farm, of course.
I'm sorry, but Morning Glory Milking Farm just sounds wrong, and it really does show what you're in for with a title like that. And looking at that title, I think it's safe to say we can judge this book by that cover alone.
A popular romance novel about a young woman down on her luck who does what every young woman does when facing financial struggle. She starts an OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding. She wouldn't degrade herself like that. She gets a job jerking off monsters.
That's right. The Morning Glory Milking Farm.
I have been reading Morning Glory Milking Farm since last night, and I'm obsessed.
This was a good time. It did not disappoint.
If this book is trash, then I am a f***ing raccoon. Give me all of the garbage.
Get your eyeballs on this, because it is so good.
She is more than welcome to all of the garbage that she pleases, but if she's going to talk about it online, then she can't be surprised if people threaten her with a broom, just like a real trash panda.
I regret to inform you that there is a new epidemic. An epidemic that many have yet to discuss. And that epidemic is female gooners.
I'm reading what I read.
Now, for those of you unaware, gooner is internet slang for someone addicted to porn. And smut is slang for dark romance novels, otherwise known as porn. Many correct about the dangers of porn addiction with men, how it can destroy their lives and their relationships, and most men know the material they consume is weird. That is why they are ashamed of it. That is why they delete their browser history. That is why they go incognito mode. But these bitches freaks out here.
That was also the reason why men went to adult bookshops in disguise and tried to hide their adult film rentals from the video store. Shame was truly a magical thing back in the day.
They display their smut openly in bookstores. They proudly pose in front of their smut collections. They discuss their smut openly on TikTok. They go to smut conventions and get choked out by 9-foot-tall shirtless Wendigos. Now, I know what you are thinking. Shu, isn't this the pot calling the kettle degenerate? Yes. Yes, it is. But have you considered it takes one to truly know one? You see, women are strange, fascinating creatures. For centuries, men have tried to figure us out. Our mood is affected by the tides and the moon. We bleed for 5 days and don't die. By painting my face, I can instantly shapeshift from a 4 to a 6. We are truly mysterious, magical creatures.
Don't forget the accountability dodging. A lot of modern women can just take any scenario, no matter how red her hands are, and figure out a way to blame it on something or someone else, up to and including God and the universe, as we typically see.
But one of the most mysterious aspects of women to men is our sexuality. You see, us women are not like those disgusting moids. No, no, we are sophisticated. We are evolved. We don't watch videos of strangers slapping their sweaty bodies together. No, no, we read about strangers slapping their sweaty bodies together. It's different, okay? You don't understand. It's okay when we do it.
But if you look up the most common spicy content searches for females on adult websites, you are going to find some pretty extreme searches. They get into some incredibly filthy stuff that borders on just straight up disgusting.
BookTok is a very interesting place, and any book fans out there know how it has absolutely destroyed the hobby of literature and just flooded it with absolute slop. Spicy slop. You see, books on TikTok are not rated by how well they are written or how good the characters are. No, they are rated by the spice. And what does spice mean? Porn. It means porn. Spice level is very important to BookTokers.
It's funny how modern women will look at us and call us degenerate, bedroom fun, crazed morons, and yet they will rate their books on a spice meter and think that's a totally normal and rational thing to do.
How much spice does a book have? What are the spiciest books they have ever read? How spicy is the book they're currently reading? Spice, spice, spice. And the spiciest book going viral on BookTok lately is none other than Morning Glory Milking Farm by C.M. Nascosta. Violet is a typical down-on-her-luck millennial, mid-20s, overeducated, and drowning in debt. Oh my god! She's just like me! On the verge of moving into her parents' basement, when a lifeline appears in the form of a very unconventional job in the neighboring Cambric Creek, she has no choice but to grab it with both hands.
Females in these books are always the same. Young, in debt, can't seem to get a break in life, but after she gets the opportunity to become a member of the world's oldest profession, everything changes. It's gross, and I think we all need to wash our hands after hearing that, honestly.
Morning Glory Farm offers full-time hours, full benefits, and generous pay with no experience needed. There's only one catch. The clientele is grade A certified prime beef. Oh god, with the manly meaty endowments to- okay.
Morning Glory Milking Farm is actually a profound critique of late-stage capitalism and toxic masculinity. In this text, we see that the tingling sensation in her coochie is actually the tingling sensation of a Marxist revolution.
This is every fucking bread dude video to me, dude. This is every Jack Saint video.
She can't openly admit that she likes to read this stuff, so she needs to pretend to intellectualize it by saying that it's an allegory for anti-capitalism. It's not, though. It's literally a woman pleasuring mythological beasts with her hands, but hey.
So I actually read the book myself, and I'm not gonna lie. The 19th Amendment needs to be abolished. So, like I said, the story is basically this millennial named Violet, and she gets a job basically working at Big Pharma in Narnia, where they harvest minotaur milk to make Viagra for human males. And I read the whole thing. Probably gonna be put on some kind of watch list. But listen, this is my job, okay? I'm not out here, like, selling feet pics or something. What I do is far more dignified and normal. Now, let's take a look at some of these notes I wrote. Let's see. Big dick and balls.
You have to give credit to the people who are willing to go online to read this garbage so none of us actually have to. It's the kind of reading material that will somehow make you more stupid after reading it. Our brain cells are far too precious to do it ourselves, guys.
At one point, she says the term, and I quote, the seam of his sack. So I'm reading this and the whole time I'm thinking like, okay, he probably has like a human head, right? He probably like looks something like this, like, you know, just a dude with like horns. Then I see the official artwork. That's a cow. Bro is a cow. Bro is a straight up cow.
This is effectively a book about bestiality, but at the same time, this is nothing new. The show BoJack Horseman was pretty much 80% of that, with humans hooking up with humanoid animals all the time. Come to think of it, that show was kind of messed up in that regard.
In a few parts, they're being intimate, and it will be like, his hooves clip-clopped. My hooves will tear up your sheets. And it's like, I'm sorry, his what? At one point, she describes kissing him. And I swear to God, it was more disgusting than anything else described in this book. She's like describing how big and wide his mouth is and how big and like slimy his tongue is. She's like describing the shit and you're just like, that's a cow. I mean, we are at a solid 5.5 on the Barbeau scale here. This is dangerous territory, folks. She also f***s his ass. She f***s the cow's ass.
It's kind of messed up that this book goes into striking detail about kissing a humanoid cow, but we live in a world where modern women have been encouraged to be as perverted and as depraved as possible, so honestly, this should be not really surprising the more you think about it.
I like how in this fantasy world, student loans still exist. Like, we can imagine a world with minotaurs and humans in a relationship, but we can't imagine a world without student loans. Sad. Oh, and he has one of those bull rings, like the nose ring theory septum rings. And in this world, that means like you're married, but apparently he's divorced. The man is divorced. This is a divorced cow with a cow ex-wife. The lore is deep, folks.
They had to keep the student loans in that world because they needed something to keep the world where giving human cow hybrids happy endings somehow was relatable to the reader.
The funniest part, though, has to be when they go on a date. I need to just read this to you. When the bill arrived, she attempted to pull a handful of carefully folded bills from her wristlet before he stopped her. No, that's absolutely not happening. Put that away. She'd not thought about it until the day after their first dinner together, realizing that in mortification that she ought to have attempted to pay her half. What kind of feminist are you? She asked herself. She couldn't remember the last time she'd been out and hadn't paid for her half, including her coffee date with Carson Tinsley. She had come prepared that night, several weeks of her tips smoothed and tucked into her wristlet. But
that is just painfully unrealistic. There is not a single womanist on this earth who is willing to pay for half of a dinner date, even if her date is an incredibly jacked Minotaur who somehow magically agrees with her insane human cultural views.
But I didn't even offer to pay half the other night and shouldn't have. Violet. If the commanding rumble of his voice hadn't silenced her, the heat of his hand dropping to her knee would have. I don't want you to feel like. I don't want you to feel that you don't have any agency here. I might be the one giving all the orders, but you hold all the cards. Your comfort is the only thing that counts right now. And if I overstep, I want you to know you can tell me so. But that's not happening. Don't think I'm unaware we're at different points in our careers. You can say no, you can say you don't want to see me again, you can tell me to stop coming to the farm when you're working. It's dinner, not a down payment of your time. But I'm in a position to comfortably spoil someone. So when you're with me, I'm spoiling you. End of story.
That's the modern woman's fantasy, to have an incredibly strong and masculine man who is in charge, but she controls him, right? A man who recognizes the woman has money, but still insists on paying because it's his job. A masculine simp. One of the dumbest fantasies ever, really.
She was a good feminist, she told herself, and she definitely couldn't be bought. But if he had suggested at that moment that he would have appreciated a blowjob, she would have fallen face first on his cock with an open mouth without a shred of hesitation. Inside every woman, there are two wolves. Or two bowls. The strong, independent girl boss and the submissive, doting housewife. And in the presence of a masculine man, or a farm animal, she will fold like a lawn chair and instantly return to factory settings.
It's interesting how that character immediately wanted to do a bedroom act on this guy the second he insisted on paying for her dinner, which means that she is willing to hook up with a man in exchange for food so long as he has enough money and he's attractive enough.
It's dinner, not a down payment for your time. But I'm in a position to comfortably spoil someone, so when you're with me, I'm spoiling you. End of story.
I said, okay, I highlighted that paragraph for myself.
Clean up aisle 5. So that's what I thought of it. But what did other people think of it? What are the reviews on this book? This book has a 4.1 on Amazon with 21,000 ratings and a 3.6 on Goodreads with nearly 60,000 ratings. Let's just read some random ones here. Hear me out. Hear me out. A milking good time. Sweet and creamy. The spice is spicing. I was very leery of starting this because I thought it was just gonna be porn. The plot is pretty good. The plot? Please. This is like the new, I read Playboy for the articles. Like, sure you do.
This is a story about a woman who literally pleasures humanoid cow creatures. This story is quite literally adult content. I mean, there's no way around it.
This book could kill a Victorian child. 5 stars. I'll never look at a jug of milk the same. I think I'm lactose intolerant now. So that happened. Our eyes will never see the gates of heaven. 1 star. Not a helpful guide. This book failed to teach me how to milk a cow, and now my family has no food for the winter. 1 star. Accidentally ordered while on pain medication after an operation. Gave this to my mom as a joke gift for Christmas. You what? Les sigh. Why can't human males be more like this? Tall, rich, and handsome are no longer enough, boys. Now you have to be a 9-foot-tall creature from Greek mythology with a 13-inch dick.
The sad part is, that's only a half joke. Pretty soon, modern women are going to be asking where the good Minotaurs are hiding, and even if she does find one, she's going to hate him for only doing the quote-unquote bare minimum that we hear so much about.
I never want to hear from another person about how they read 100 books in a year if this is the kind of slop they are consuming. Well, Ronald, man detected, this isn't for you. This is for women. So take your ass back to Barely Legal Babysitter 5 or whatever the fuck you watch that is so morally superior than this. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone, okay? God bless America. It's great to live in a country where I can casually enjoy cozy erotica about a young woman who milks her way to financial security and true love with a Minotaur. This is what freedom looks like, and I intend to fully enjoy it before the Supreme Court takes this right away next. If this is what freedom looks like, I'm really rethinking my stance on freedom, not gonna lie. Maybe we should have less of it.
That woman honestly thinks the Supreme Court has nothing better to do with their time than hear cases about women who read poorly written smut as a hobby. Something tells me that freedom is not going to be taken away from her anytime soon, though it probably should.
So after buying this book, Amazon has given me a few interesting recommendations. Would you like to see them? I accidentally summoned a demon boyfriend. That time I got drunk and saved a demon. Gentling the beast. Cupcakes for my orc enemy, mane of my existence. The gargoyle and the spinster, the widow and the orcs, hoarded by the dragon. There's something about dragons. Getting it on with gargoyles, gotten by the gator, mated to the mountain bear. Oh, so this is why they chose the bear. The billionaire orc, moth manager, wolves and whipped cream, the wolf in my tavern, pounded by produce. Oh, what? Are these the books the Nazis burned?
Not only are these stories sounding incredibly disgusting and just plain weird, the titles sound like they've been written by an AI program that hasn't figured out how to properly write book titles yet.
My husband only reads finance and sci-fi books, and so I think it's about time that I introduce him to some real literature. So the first book that I would like to introduce you to is called Morning Glory Milking Farm. And it's not a normal milking farm like with cows. What it is it's big, bulky minotaurs, and it's a special type of milking.
See, honey, she's his stepsister, and she got stuck in the washer machine again. Women on TikTok are openly, proudly talking about the porn they consume and getting mad at people when they make fun of it. I hereby ban men from reacting to romanticy on TikTok.
It's not enough that these women can freely read this crap, but they can proudly proclaim it online and act like it's worthy of praise. They need literally everybody to just blindly agree with her and respect the book about a woman who loves produce a little too much.
Best-selling romanticy books like A Court of Thorns and Roses and A Fourth Wing contain descriptions of hot s**ks. I feel like that's common knowledge, if not their primary purposes. But in recent months, book talk has become full of men clutching their pearls while reacting to steamy scenes from these popular female-centered books. Obviously, this is all a massive performance. We live in the age of OnlyFans. The odds are that these men have seen actual porn that defies the laws of physics and God. Over 90% of men between the ages 16 and 73 watch porn in any random month. There's statistically no way all of these guys are shocked by the sex itself. What they are gawking at is sex from the perspective of female desire, scenes that depict women coming first and frequently. And what they are surprised by is the women they know love these scenes. In one video, a guy declares, "Now I know why women enjoy book clubs and wine." But his astonishment in itself is astonishing. Like, what do you think adult women were into? Not having sex and drinking wine? Grow up.
We can all agree that spicy content can do some major damage to a person's mind, but there's a difference between watching that kind of content and reading a book while getting aroused at literal bestiality.
Imagine a group of men sitting around drinking wine, discussing the porn they watch. That is what you guys are essentially doing. It's just funny, okay? Like, it's funny. Are we really going to pretend that a story about a young woman getting a job milking mythical creatures to pay off her student debt is not funny? It's funny. If that makes me a sexist, misogynist, you got me. To act like you are so different and above the other gooners is just, it's silly. I'm sorry, but you are no different than Joe Schmo jorking it to fat booty Latinas in Space 12.
What makes it worse is that the stuff that these women read is so much worse just because it involves bedroom fun with creatures that are not human, and they think that's somehow a realistic fantasy to have.
You're sitting there all high and mighty, one hand on the book, acting like you're so superior because you can perfectly envision a horse cock spinning 360 degrees in your mind. I'm not impressed! The scenes these men are reading, to many people, myself included, are insanely sexy, but purely in terms of the acts being described, they aren't all that lurid. And as many of the comments on these videos point out, there is much wilder stuff out there. For example, these men have clearly not yet discovered knotting, a popular term in romanticy right now that involves werewolves whose penises get so swollen after sex they have to stay inside their partners until the swelling subsides. Oh honey, that's not a popular trend in romanticy. That's just a thing real dogs do. Oh, you just don't get it. You don't know what knotting is. What are these women reading, bro?
Only a modern woman can try and turn around and take something that is so incredibly disturbing and depraved and then try to shame men who are justifiably weirded out by it. There is nothing normal about a woman who's aroused by the way wolves breed. It's just not right. But anyway, guys, we are going to be leaving today's episode there. As always, don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you are new here. drop a comment, and I will see you all in the next one. Make sure you take care of yourselves. Peace.